Ran into Patrick Carney of the Idaho Trappers Association at a local sportsman show.
Hey, Patrick, give me a psychological profile of a trapper as opposed to a rifle hunter or a bow hunter. What is it that people like about trapping?
Well, I think matching wits with the animals. You have to learn all of their behaviors and habitats. I think that's probably as much as anything.
So it's not just as simple as setting a trap and just putting it anywhere. There's a strategy to it.
Well, absolutely.
Let me know about that.
Well, you're trying to catch the biggest animals. Sometimes you're just trying to catch the males. Sometimes you're trying to catch all of them, whether it's coyotes or beaver. Sometimes you have to set there to catch a specific animal without attracting a dog. I was just an eagle today and trapped a beaver that was chewing on some trees down there by some pretty expensive houses, and they weren't happy with it. So I had to make sets that I didn't catch anybody's dog, so I went in there and trapped the beaver, and nobody else really knew that I was even in there.
What you're describing to me is some form of pest control.
Oh, absolutely. If there weren't trappers and we weren't controlling how many coyotes and how many foxes and how many raccoons and skunks, and there'd be skunks everywhere, there'd be raccoons everywhere, coyotes would be packing off a lot more dogs and cats. There's a lot of dogs and cats that people turn out of their house and they never see them again.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.